This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a grocery store, liquor store, a little small business, and you're having trouble keeping people hired to cash folks out, we'll do like Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco does. Go self-checkout. And Southwest Point of Sale can do that for you. Call them at 800-540-2149 or go to their website, southwestpos.com. Jeff and Mark will be more than happy. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your facility. And if their system fits your system for less than the price of a cash register, they'll hook you up. 800-540-2149. Oh, did I mention you get 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-day service? That's right. Any problem you have, you call them. They answer the phone. Black Forest Motorsports, BMW, Porsche, and Mini. If you are tired of dealing with the dealer and you want personalized service, that's what Black Forest Motorsports is specializing in. Over 40 years experience. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Well, young lady, how are you today?
I'm well. I'm a little tired, but it's nice to be here.
You're always tired.
I do feel like that. I'm just always tired. But that's what adrenaline's for.
Yeah, we'll see you run it all through your body for all last night, and now you're drained.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I know. All right, so you have an intro. Who do you have with you today?
Well, okay. So as you know, and the regular listeners know, I'm a teacher.
Yes, you are.
I'm investing in the future, our children. I'm just full of compassion.
Yes. Do you have a club?
So, no. So, you know, early in the season, it's after school, I'm writing my inspirational lesson, and my phone makes a little jingle sound. And so I look at it, and this guy that I had raced sends me a picture of a dump truck with a 65 on the back.
Right.
And it was his way of reminding me that last weekend, he finally beat me.
Oh, so you've seen this picture before, except on the back of a race car.
Well, this was sent to me.
I know, but it's a reminder.
It was a reminder
that you have seen this before.
Yeah, exactly. So,
is this the guy?
So a couple races later, I'm kicking his butt. He's back there, and I'm sure way back there.
Oh.
And a guy, unfortunately, he just spins out right in front of me. I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So
this is a couple weeks ago.
I think it was late April.
Yeah.
So I have to get towed off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get back to the pits and everyone comes over. You okay, Brittany? Need help putting your car on the trailer? Because it's just messed up. And the same driver, 65, all he has to say is, looks like I passed you again. Yeah.
Did he ask to help put your car on the trailer?
All I heard was, looks like I passed you again, number 37. Yeah. So even like 2 weeks ago, again, I'm kicking his butt.
Right.
I beat him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He comes over, even though I just beat him, and he goes, look, I got the lap times. I got the lap times here, number 37. Wow, it looks like you got 16.3. What's this say? I got 16.2. Looks like I beat you on lap times. Yeah. Anywho, I don't know who let this clown in the building,
but
he's sitting right next to me. So please welcome the Joker, number 65, John Harris.
Well, hello, Mr. Harris.
How you doing?
I think you probably only go to Barona for one reason and one reason only.
That's it.
Just to kick her little butt.
It is.
Fun family dirt, family banter.
Yeah.
How long you been racing?
I've been racing the Joris since 2017, I think.
Oh, so you haven't been doing it a real long time.
Yeah, I think that's the Joris, but I've been around the racing for ever.
Did you race anything prior to that?
I built a few cars, and then family things would come up, and we'd end up not getting there.
That's what I've been wanting to know. I'm glad that was going to be one of my questions, is when you actually got behind the wheel, because you have depth when it comes to racing. You talk about the Cajon days. Oh, I know you know the Dumas family, you know, Didi Dumas.
Yeah, we're roommates.
Like you've been around for so long, and you only just started racing in 2017?
Well, it just gets to a point where you go, I'm done doing this.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, building a business and then also family responsibilities and stuff like that, and then you know, it finally got to the point to where the opportunity arose to make it happen, and I did it.
But see, I've said this a million times. You know, to me, I'm not a crew chief, even though I was a crew chief. Mm-hmm. I hated being a crew chief and never had the money or the wherewithal to get behind the wheel other than go-karts. So I know where you're coming from. And I think you'd rather do what you're doing now than build cars.
Yeah, I mean, the building the cars and putting it together, that's icing on the cake. Right.
But if you get to drive what you build.
Is that the cherry on top?
That's the cherry on top.
Yeah, that's it. But having the knowledge to be able to go out and repair your own stuff and do your own thing, that's kind of cool.
Even though you can't beat her on the track.
No. Well, he beat me.
I don't know. Last night, she was about.
We go back and forth.
A half a lap behind me, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was looking at the video and she wasn't in frame most of the time. Let's put it that way.
Oh, lordy.
Back and forth we go.
So did we have a good night last night?
It wasn't my strongest night. For at least my crew understands why I did what I did.
Okay.
I came home in one piece, and that was my primary.
And the car's in one piece.
It's in one piece. I drove it on, and they could see why I did what I did.
So why did you do what you did?
For the sake of respect of other drivers, I will withhold that information.
This is an off-the-air story.
I will just say they could see what I was doing. It was purposeful. And good job. Yeah, he was up there.
But you had a good time.
I love, like, people, how you doing? It's race day. It's a good day.
Yeah.
You know what? First thing I did, I got out of the car, I went over and hugged her.
Yeah. Aww. And I could barely stand up. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know what time we got out on the track.
I think we didn't get out there until almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it was late.
Yeah. Yeah, I fell asleep in the car.
Was it because there's incidents?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a pretty Dumas's did a pretty good.
Dumas DJ. Climbed the wall. He's doing okay. I'm sure you know. Yeah. And I was glad to see.
What's he driving?
The Lightning Sprint.
Yeah, when those things climb the wall, boy.
That's not the only car that climbed the wall. Yeah, the Pinto did too.
Who?
A Pinto.
One of the Pintos. I think it was a 20 car.
I was in the car already.
So it wasn't Medina.
No, the 11 and the 3 were involved as well.
Oh, the 3.
Is that Taylor, the 11?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but the 3 is...
Klamas.
Is it
Ray? No, Ray?
Yeah, Ray was involved,
That was Ray and number 3?
Yep.
Oh, I thought, what's his face? Ernie Medina.
We'll have to ask Dirt Dude.
Because he had a number 3. It's white with green lettering.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I don't know. I said, I was
Ray.
In my car.
He was talking about it.
Oh, I know he was trying to get top 3 in championship points.
Well, he came out and he actually finished on the podium.
He didn't wad the car up.
No, he didn't wad the car up, but he definitely was involved in the accident.
He was a lot of drama.
He was the meat in the sandwich, I think.
So what time did you get out last night?
For the first time ever, the lights were turned off.
Yeah, they were turned off on us. Yeah, it was like 12:50.
Yeah. That's... Extra dose of being tired.
Must have been on a timer.
Devin Kelly and John Harris and I were still at the track.
Yeah, we were still talking.
How do we get out of here?
Yeah, we've been kicked out of better places.
Yeah.
That's true. Where have I heard that before? All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, we want to thank El Cajon Ford for all their support at Barona Speedway. I tell you what, they do so much for that track, and I hope you folks have marked it on your calendar, because there's only, what, 1-2 races left?
Two. Yep.
Count them. Just two.
End of October.
So get out there to Barona Speedway. Hey, there's Dirt Dude on the line there, Joseph. Hey, Joe. He is? Hey, Dirt Dude.
Yay.
Hey, what's up?
I heard your name's Dirt Clawed.
No, it's the Duke of Dirt.
Oh, the Duke of Dirt. Okay.
It's just not dirtbag.
I don't know. Out of the sky. Some guy in a dwarf car named number 65.
Mm-hmm.
He called me everything last night.
I was imitating your face to Dave during the commercial break. Yeah, well, he called, hey, dirt dog, and you just kind of turned slowly. Hi.
So I hear you guys.
Like
blank
stare, like,
yep.
Yeah. So I hear you guys got out early last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a beautiful
early
night.
Sunday morning.
There was a full moon hiding behind that quarter moon that was behind the clouds all night. Yeah. I was just. There's plenty of times I said it's a full moon tonight. It's got to be a full moon, and we're only seeing a piece of it.
No kidding.
Super crazy.
I wonder why, because the track wasn't too like dry slick or anything.
No, it had grip.
You know,
no,
the track went well. I thought the track was set up good. I mean, we actually, you know, I did National Anthem 5:07. I mean, like we're on a roll here, and then it just
was a
snowballed,
cluster.
And then went every down. Yeah,
hell in a handbasket, like, as the saying goes.
And it had big handles on it because it was just carrying the whole load.
No,
but everybody is okay.
Yeah, I heard there was a couple of mishaps.
As far as I know, there's some, you know, some bent up steel and some hurt, you know, emotions, and everyone's got
feelings,
pride
hurt feelings.
And, that DJ was a serious one, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't catch the whole thing, and I don't think anyone's got any video of it.
What?
But when I walked out and looked at the track, I mean, you could see the indent from the top of the cage on the track.
Ooh.
So, I mean, he hit top, wheels up on the track, and then bounced again, and then did another rotation. So off the wall, onto the track, which was, you know, what good. It was on. It wasn't anything hard, like, he landed directly hard on something. It was still the dirt.
Right.
No.
Dirt is hard, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But it's not as hard as concrete or asphalt.
I don't know if there's a whole lot of difference. I mean, because when you – didn't you go
– let that car go into the ground about a quarter of an inch to maybe, you know, a third of an inch.
Yeah, but didn't he go up
– where it sticks it.
Didn't he go up the fence and then come down?
I was watching what was going on in front of that because it was just like it was on initial start, and the car that was on the pole didn't get up and go, and like so the car on the outside of the pole took off, and everyone else is like, green, we're going, you know, to the mat, we're going, and then it was like, wait, no, we're not going, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. Like everybody just checked up in the back, and I think DJ didn't catch it fast enough, didn't have anywhere to go, hooked a tire.
Yeah, climbed
launched
up the tire.
Him over it. Mm-hmm. He came over a tire, I'm pretty sure on that.
Yeah. I think they said that on Facebook.
Yeah.
He climbed
up
a tire.
And then, I talked to him in the pits, and he said that's what happened.
And then the wing was gone off the car before he came back on the track. So somehow he got up, but the wing didn't look like it was totally damaged. Like, you know, you'd expect to see that thing like pancake. But somehow I just got that wing right, whipped it off, and then when he came back over, which would have, you know, soften that blower impact a little bit using the wing as a cushion.
Yeah, but he didn't have it. Ouch.
And then the other one was the ponies. Yeah, Ray and Muffin Man, Kalmus, got in with the 98 of Robert Minnick and the 11. They all hooked bumpers. And then it just, you know, went into the wall. And that was during the heat race because Ray had some bent parts and a flat bent rim and stuff like that. He came out for the main and did well in the main.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
He's a former dwarf car driver, or sort of is still.
He's still a dwarf.
Yeah. I'm going to go over what we had going on. So, in our junior drivers, Jacob Manalo, main event win. So now all of our winners here enters them into that whole big spooky race series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Mark Rose talked about last week. And I have to say, Jacob was just in studio. So there's another one to add to our statistics.
Add to our percentage.
He was sitting right here. His little brother got him into racing, and then the older
brother's,
I guess.
I keep telling these guys that we have.
Yep, just add it to our statistics.
Yep.
And I went up a top.
Bryson Byford in our sportsman mini dwarf. Masters mini dwarf was Brody Lopez. And then to the big track, we had a dash for cash was $100. I'd like to thank Oceanside Transmission. Scott Duffy won the dash.
Nice.
Good battle between him, Dennis Taylor, and
Sonny was in that.
Was there too.
Yeah.
Brian Fitzgibbons, after major surgery, came out and did some laps to get some points because he doesn't want to lose his running on the championship.
Nice.
That was for IMCA Street Stocks and Stock Cars. Lightning Sprints, Grand Section, that thing was just a rocket.
I have to say, I have pretty good nerves, like jumping out of planes, no problem, going fast, you know. I was with a guy who used to race Porsches, and he took me spinning around. It actually relaxes me, right? Mm-hmm. Watching Sexton last night, we walked over there.
Yeah.
My heart was racing so much I had to walk away. I'm like, what is this feeling? What is this feeling? I was so uncomfortable. He was so close to the wall.
Yeah.
He was on fire.
He was carrying a ton of speed in
the
corner.
Oh, I had to walk away. I'm like, I'm getting nervous now, and I don't get nervous.
He was a quarter lap on the restarts.
It was
His restarts was like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. It was unreal. I'm getting goosebumps. Look.
I'm getting goosebumps, and I wasn't even
crazy
there.
Crazy fast. It scared me, and I was not
on the
track.
In the lightning sprints, he was literally a quarter lap on the restart when they hit the starter stand. He was already in the crazy.
It was crazy. And there were 19 to start with.
Yeah.
It was
I talked
insane.
To him about that. He said he usually starts off in second gear. He said he was launching in first gear and then shifting. He goes, I hate shifting. So I start up in second and then get up to speed and then shift to third. And we stay in third the whole time. He goes, I was going first, second, third, just shifting the whole time.
He made me nervous. He made me anxious watching him.
I got to give a hats off real quick. One of our junior drivers, Landon Dalton, drove a junior sprint for the longest time, has now got a lightning sprint, and he raced last night.
Did you talk to him?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He finished the race. He made it through.
That's good, because there weren't 19 at the end, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, that was... Was kind of they kept on dropping out a little bit like flies on that one,
and you kept and you kept looking for that full moon.
Yeah, it was something that was in there. So during the heat races, Raymond Scott blew up a motor in his 22, and Dennis Taylor's like, "You can take my car for the main event."
Oh,
so he got a main event win in Dennis Taylor's car.
Wow.
So I mean, they're family, and he is actually. He's battling for points on that.
Sure.
So they thought they'd give him the points. The Pure Stock main event went really good. Curtis Ryder got a main event win.
Nice.
And what else did we have? We raised IMCA Modifieds. Michael thing was just bad pass. That car was just hooked. I mean, Matt Hicks couldn't even run him down.
Really?
And we ran the sport mods with the modifieds,
mm-hmm.
and I was expecting like they did really good. They held their own considering they're two different brackets of cars, 4-link versus a 3-link. Motor size differs, and actually Christopher Evans came out there and he was actually leading his race till he lost the rear end. Lost a rear gear, didn't have another one, and couldn't be part of the main event. I think he would have gave those guys a run for the money. I don't think he would have been able to be as fast as Michael Thing, but he would have probably been up there in at least the top 4 or 5 with the mod that he had. And it was really good.
We have Dennis Taylor and Michael Thing coming in on the 23rd of October.
Okay,
just a heads up. Yeah.
And then in your dwarf cars, Mike DeBiasen, once again, another rocket. He just knows how to set that car up and it runs well. Hats off. Tristan Peters got second. Robert Peters, the old man, couldn't get him.
The old
he
man.
Got third.
Oh, I wonder if he heard that.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'm sure.
He's been called better.
Yeah.
The kid beat him. So,
and he's a rookie.
Tristan is coming on strong. Yeah. The kid has got some talent. No doubt, but he's got the help.
Even like
too.
In that class, the 44 Tommy Crowe, he's actually been doing good this year.
Yeah,
it's a him competitive division.
Yeah, him and Devin were it was right in front of me. That was a great show right in front of me. I wish I could have got up in the middle of them, but they put on a heck of a.
It's probably
driving...
best you didn't dump truck. It's probably best you just let them race.
Probably, yeah. But they did great. I mean, they were going back and forth. They were doing sliders on each other. I was like, man, I'm waiting for you guys to crash because I'm on fourth.
I'm ready.
On the front. They were checked on the front. I was just watching Robert trying to catch Tristan, and the best action was for that battle for fourth and fifth. Between,
Yeah, it was great.
What else you got?
Next race, 2 weeks. Still continuing on with our spooky series race. And once again, it's a lot of people kicked in for that. They gave me a list of just, they have $5,300 that's been raised in cash and prizes and
well,
gift cards.
I got some money,
else.
But I can't find anybody to give it to. So I'm going to yell at Rose and figure out.
Yeah, you two need to just meet for lunch.
Well, yeah. I'm sure you're going to see him next Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be on KUSI, right?
Absolutely. I'll give him some money then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let him buy gift cards.
Little Evans came up to me last night. He's all, I'm going to be on KUSI next Sunday. He made sure to find me in Tago.
Well,
yeah.
Of course. So are you.
I am. It's junior drivers.
Hey, that
I'm their height.
Anything.
It
no,
doesn't
no,
mean I'm
co-host.
In their division. Oh,
you're my co-host.
Oh, cool. I get to get up early on Sunday.
Aren't you excited?
Sounds like a delight.
Yeah. Don't you sound excited? At least I'm not bringing you in the 6 hour.
Are you bringing donuts? That's all I care
I'll
about.
I'll bring you a
I'm
donut.
There.
You want a bacon donut?
Bacon maple donut.
You're there. Be there, be square. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're running into, what are we running in 2 weeks?
I've been out running around all day. I was looking at another bike. I was looking at another bike, and I think the deal kind of fell. Yeah,
what'd you buy?
Hayabusa. I was almost gonna buy a Hayabusa.
Varner's? You guessed it.
Are you trying to get Varner's?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Varner's getting rid of his Hayabusa.
Oh, that's
will that motor
funny
fit in your car,
that.
Brittany?
No,
too big.
No.
Yeah, you have to stay within the 1,000 cc category.
Oh,
you can't
she
have that
doesn't
thing.
Have to. She doesn't have to.
Yeah, I'll sneak it
to
tech.
If you want to stay within the rules.
Yeah. Rule schmores.
Who looks?
So I'm looking at the calendar. I don't know if it's been changed, but it's saying ASCS sprints. Do you know, Harris? If
that's
sprints?
The Arizona sprints.
They are coming? Yeah. They are?
No, they're not.
Oh,
okay, because
no,
I thought there was a change. Okay.
That's
and then,
one of the changes. We're changing it. I think we're going to try and bring in
the dwarfs.
If there's time. Well, dwarfs are in the next three races, no matter what.
We petition
right.
Hard.
It's just not on the calendar. So that's why
it's
I was
not
saying
on the
it.
Calendar. I think they're trying to see if they can get an interest in sport compacts to come into that. Because I know we have another race where they actually have the IMCA, was it Hobby Stocks? And I don't think they're going to show up either.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's the last race of the season. And we are going to go back to the starting earlier times.
Oh, this next coming race is 6 o'clock?
The last,
or?
Last two races will be 6 o'clock.
Okay, so listeners,
instead of 7.
Disregard the specifics of the schedule. Just come because there's going to be good racing, and it's going to start at 6 rather than 7.
So, Dirt, do we losing car counts because of Kokopa opening back up? Is that why we're losing some of these guys?
We lost car count. Well, actually, I'm proud of you guys, Dwarf Cars, man. After talking with Dan, he goes, they had, you know, we ran our track. They were running Ventura. They were running in Canyon, and they were running in Mojave. So that's four tracks right there amongst all the Dwarf Cars here in the southern United States, western United States area. And, you know, we had a good car count. I'm like 11.
And it was kind of last
12.
Second. Because this was not on my radar a couple months ago. Yeah.
The only ones that traveled out, I think, was John Isabella and Dan. They went to
way
to
support
Canyon.
The local track.
Yeah. Well, that's what's good about the Dwarfs.
They're supporting the whole Western States Series kind of thing, too.
Right.
They've
over.
Always been a Western States. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
And then it's all good.
All
and
right.
Like I said,
go
we'll
back
make
to,
it happen next
go
two
back,
weeks.
Go back to bed.
How about Pickett, huh? How about Pickett
what?
On the Steelers? What?
Oh.
I've been gone all day. I have not watched TV at all.
Oh.
It's probably just as well.
Yeah.
Bad news then?
I'm not going to say.
We're not
just go
say.
Pickett.
Yeah, go Pickett.
I'll find out when I get home how bad it was today.
All right,
all
buddy.
Right.
All right, good talking to you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, Dirt Dude.
See you later, Dirt King.
All right, you're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Well, all right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you better mark it on your calendar because it is one fast track. Just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. All right, we got Lenny White on the line. Lenny, how are you today?
Yeah, I've been better.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Well, the good news is super late model champion. That's the good news.
Yes, let's look at the glass half full here. Let's point out some things.
I understand you have a problem in your shop, and you need a little help getting it back together again.
I've gotten a lot of support from my fellow racers, and Scott had called me this morning, asked me to do the show, and thought we could reach a different audience, and they're probably the same audience, but just get it out there a little bit better, and the racer family put up a couple GoFundMes, and they've been doing all right. It actually, Kyle Busch of all people tweeted it yesterday.
Wow.
That made me feel pretty good.
Wow. Kyle Busch. I'm impressed. So what happened?
We don't know yet. The investigators kind of called it undetermined. I think it was an electrical fire. We got some witnesses where the power went into the building. They had seen some
sparks,
lightning strike things. Yeah, some sparks going in, and then it started smelling like electrical. And shortly after that, it went up.
Did you lose everything in the shop?
It is a total loss. I've been there since 2008, so 14 years as a racer and as a man, we like our tools, and I've invested a lot of money that I've ever earned in my tools, and every one of them burnt to the ground.
Okay. And you don't throw nothing away, right?
That one tool you never need.
No. I mean, at some points when we're trying to dig through the shop and find stuff, you really wish you threw some stuff away because it's hard to get around. But then you go into a different build. You're working with with someone that might not have that part, and it ends up becoming useful.
Did you have any race cars in the shop?
I did. And I had several of these cars.
We were building a brand new
Hamke race car to go to the Snowball Derby. This is going to be we actually had funding in place to go. It's the first time, and we've been trying to go for 20 years, but it just always falls apart. And we had it in stone, ready to go. We booked our flights already. We had our Airbnb set up. We had the crew going with us, it's exhausting, dude. Just everything that we were working for. And not only that, it's 14 years just
up in smoke.
Up in smoke, gone. Yeah.
So do you know what the GoFundMe address is so we can get that out there?
I do not, but if you search my name, Lenny White, L-I-N-N-Y, White like the color, W-H-I-T-E, there's two of them. One was posted by Cody Dick, the other one by Ashley McKean. Those are both racer friends. One owns, or is general manager, Hampton Race Cars in North Carolina, and the other one is just a real close racer friend, Preston Peltier, very good race car driver, all over the country, really.
Right. Well, I think Scott told me that if you go to the Paris Auto Speedway website, it's on there as well.
Yeah, and Scott said he's going to put it on the website and his Facebook. So there's a link on his Facebook, Paris Auto Speedway Facebook page, and I believe their website.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. So how long have you been racing?
I've been racing since the year 2000. I actually think I raced a couple races in 99, but I really said, okay, there's no turning back in the year 2000. I started the Orange Show, went to Paris. I raced, in North Carolina. I've raced across the country, it's been my passion, and it's
So you haven't lost your passion.
You're going to rebuild, right? That is the word that was in my head, rebuild. Yep.
I mean, you can't give up. I bet you there's too many people you support by doing this.
Yeah, there is. I have a lot of racers, a lot of kids I help, and they lost their stuff in the fire also. So a lot of stuff stays in my shop, and I take care of it for them, and I maintain it, and I do all the setup on these guys' cars.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh,
that, they're gone, man. Everybody's got to rebuild. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. You know, I'm going to leave it in God's hands.
Yeah. You got any insurance?
I don't.
We will at the next shop. What do you want to bet?
Yes.
Even if you have to get it donated.
It's not fair to say that I didn't know, you know, that I didn't have insurance until it was all done with. You know,
well, you never think about it.
Now we're in panic mode and we're trying to figure it out, you know, and trying to find out what the reasoning is behind it all. And like I said, we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to put our faith in the Lord, and we're just going to.
That's all you can do.
One foot for another. Yeah.
And you're getting so much support now. Brittany, my lovely co-host, who is a school teacher that races dwarf cars, if you ever want to set up a dwarf car, she just showed me a picture of your location, which is just, yeah. That's just.
Pretty much completely.
Everything is gone.
I mean, you can go to my Facebook, Lenny and Sunny White, and I've done a couple lives, and I've kind of walked through the shop and talked about it.
Right.
And shown it, and. Feel free to go over there and look at that.
Hey, if you got Sears tools, yeah. Lifetime warranty.
Right?
Only there's no Sears no more.
That's true.
No, there is.
Preston moved on.
Yeah, but they're at Ace Hardware.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you can still get your stuff warranty. Just tell them, hey, you know, it's a little dusty, but, you know. But, well, you know, yeah, I think if Kyle Busch is reaching out to you, I think you're going to be fine. You just got to hang in there and keep putting the word out, and I can already hear it in your voice. The last thing you want to do is ask for help.
Yeah.
But it's for the kids. It's for the kids.
I'm an old-fashioned guy.
I know. I can hear it in your voice, my friend. I can hear it in your voice. But you got to – there's times like this is when you got to reach out. Because if this happened to any one of your racing friends –
right.
I have a sneaky feeling you'd probably be one of the first to jump in and help, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
then bite the bullet, accept the help, put the word out.
Take it one day at a
time.
That's right. Because I'm sure it's daunting right
now. Oh, my God. Yes. I can't even imagine. And it's not about you. It's about the kids. And as long as you put the kids and your fellow racers, you know.
And his faith, it sounds
And your
like.
Faith, you'll be fine. You will be
one
fine.
One day at a time. One foot in front of the other.
And you will buy insurance.
Yeah.
That too.
The most important part, you know, and when I'm talking to these people, and you know, everybody, my faith, you know, it is big, but it's been, you know, it's in a spot where I'm like really questioning a lot of things. So it's
sure.
like,
well, yeah,
you know, and where I'm at in this deal is like, you know, the Lord didn't do this. The enemy did it. The Lord just gave me the tools and the courage and them to overcome it. So,
well, and another bright spot, nobody got hurt.
That's
nobody got
very
hurt.
That's, good point, Dave.
See, and that probably is more important
that
than anything.
That is a wonderful point,
because you can always replace parts and pieces, and the people that have their product and cars and what have you in there, they get it. They understand. So as long as nobody got hurt, you're way ahead of the game. Can you? I mean, I don't even want to bring it up. But
well, don't.
I'm not.
Let's go ahead and leave that up.
I'd love to hear an update in a year from now.
And let's just be grateful for it. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you've got the number. You're more than welcome. You know, every couple of weeks, you don't necessarily need to go through Scott. All you need to do is call into the station. And because now you have an outlet to thank people.
Yeah.
So you could call, say Kyle Busch gives you $1 million, which I'm sure the check's in the mail. You're more than welcome to call. And trust me, he could use all the positive. He could use all the positive publicity
$2 million, Kyle.
Out there. And Kyle will probably cut you a check.
Yeah, you know, they say it's you want to be a part of a shot heard all over the world, but. This isn't the shot I wanted to.
Well, but you know what? Hey, you deal with what you're handed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna do just fine. But I want you to trust me. If I have to hunt you down, I have the capabilities. But I really need you to stay in touch with us and let the public, because you know, right now we're probably the only local. We're not local. We're all over the world. But I mean, we're the only show that covers. Barona, Paris, Cocopa, Ventura. And we work real hard to promote these tracks to keep them alive and well. And you're part of the family. So, you know, when family needs help, then we all rally around and we help. And I think, you know, we're going to continue on. You have the number how to call us. And all you need to do in a couple of weeks, give us a call when things kind of calm down. Let us know where we're at and what you're doing. Okay. In fact, Joe, you got my cell number? Okay, we got to let you go because the segment's over, but don't hang up. I'm going to have Joe give you my cell number and my email number. Because I got a couple other ideas up my sleeve as well. So you go ahead, take a break. And, you know, like I said, keep the faith, stay in touch, and it'll all come around. Trust me.
You want me to stay on the line?
Or? Yeah, stay on the line.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, best of luck. All right, Joe, put him on hold. We're going to take a break. This is Racial Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Go out there to 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. They got a dyno. Whether it's a race car, street car, drag car, doesn't make no difference. Make sure you hook them up and let them get your car in tip-top shape. They can even run it on the dyno just to show you what they did. And by the way, go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Look up Lenny, L-I-N-N-Y, White. Find his GoFundMe page and help this guy out. He's just a super dude. All right. We've got...
Number 65.
Mr. Dump Truck.
Yes.
He even kind of looks like a dump truck.
Ooh, yeah. Whoa.
That was for you, Brittany.
Thank you, David.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
So, WWE here.
So let me guess. You do haul dirt? Is that what you do for
me? No, I own a parking lot.
Is that because his hat's
Wait
so
a minute.
Dirty?
How come there's your name and your numbers on the back of a dump truck?
Because I was just telling her how slow the vehicle was in front of her, that a dump truck beat her.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the treatment I get at the track.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. While I'm trying to inspire
involved.
The future at school, I'm bombarded with this.
And here I was thinking that he was just advertising his race car
on
the back of a
dump
truck.
No,
it goes deeper than that. It's deeper than that.
Yeah, yeah, it's nonstop. Which is why, 2 weeks. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it goes back and forth.
Okay.
It does.
He sees my back end too. Plenty.
That's right. But you don't put it on the back of a dump truck.
No. My rear is much prettier.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should put it on
we'll
the back
it.
Of a Prius.
It needs to be on something small.
No. You know my... relationships with Priuses.
How about on the back of a Mustang?
There you go. Do you know that about me, Mr. Harris? That if I were dating, I'm not. That would be one of my, like, sorry, we can't date.
What,
if you drove a Prius.
If you drove
a Prius. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it.
I couldn't. What is that called? My,
I don't know. What is it? You're
you know
teacher.
When you're like, I can't, I just couldn't be with you.
Oh, that's your breaking point.
Yeah, there's yeah. another term.
There's another
yeah.
term. There's about that, 27 of them.
If you're, yeah, that's one of them. If you drive a Prius, just keep going by me, little pal.
Right? That's an over.
Sorry.
And if you run out of juice, don't call me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
hard,
like Floridians. Yeah, but anyway. Right. Are you going to keep racing dwarf cars? Not that I'm trying to get rid of you, but just curious. Like, did you say?
Why would you move up?
Nope. I love the dwarfs. The whole idea of the dwarfs that I like is that they're compact and they're tracks all over the country that we can race at.
Yeah, and they scream like little girls.
Anybody that thinks these things are go-karts are ridiculous. They're absolutely purposely built race cars. And you get a lot of the guys from the upper divisions that trying to get in these things and drive them. And they go, how in the heck do you guys drive
these cars? We just got a new driver.
Yeah,
bought your car.
Yeah, Peter Bender.
And he did really well on the lightning sprints.
Yes.
So I'm afraid about how well he's going to do, quickly.
The transition might not be that easy.
The transition he's figuring out is that there's not the big crutch on the top of your head.
Yeah,
the
wing.
Plant your car the same way.
Yeah. So secretly, I'm hoping it takes him a while, but I have a feeling
He's fast.
He's
going to
have a real good and learning curve.
Being comfortable.
He's got the basics.
Yes. For sure.
And he's got a top-notch car.
And he just doesn't have the finesse yet.
Well, no. I think it's the trusting the vehicle itself. I think that's where he's having the issue.
He just got it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Literally his first race.
Oh. So it's going to take a little while.
Yeah. Jumping out of that wing sprint and then jumping into something that doesn't have anything holding you down.
Well,
and
the wings.
Through a corner.
I get it. But everybody I talk to, the wings. It's just like a hand just pushes you into the ground.
Yep. No wings for us.
Yep. No. Yep. Well, and you can't get side. I mean, you can't really throw the car into the turn. And
the George, I don't know. I've been behind Brentney more than a few times that car I would have thought would have been stalled, and it just powered through.
So let's put a wing on your car.
Well, so the last race, I'm not going to. It's open comp for dwarfs.
We don't know if we're going to do the upper comp yet.
Oh, really?
Only because we're getting a lot of guys that don't want to do it. And Robert and I were talking. I think we'll probably leave it just at another points race.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's actually good news for me because we were talking about it on the way home. I'm like, I don't have enough in my budget to blow up a motor.
Well, that's the thing. It does put a lot of pressure on these little motors that we have. Yeah.
But it's fun. Well, I mean, in years
we
past.
We put big tires on them and... Yeah, we put a big sprint car tire on the right rear. And
it's just funny to see, like, take it, roll it out of the trailer. What do you have for us?
Some of the stuff that the guys put together. I mean, Bobby Brown had the big wedge on there. He had the big panel wedge on it.
He made it look like a motorhome, and out the back window was, like, a picture of his kids when they were young.
Right.
Oh,
right.
So funny.
Yeah, it was funny. But, yeah, the big wedges they used back east.
Right.
Some of those.
Right,
yeah,
right,
same thing.
Right.
And then the Dumases, they purposely built.
Oh, my gosh, their wings.
Beautiful. But wedged the whole car like a big block modified. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
See, I still like, and I know they're not here anymore, but the Legend cars.
Yeah, they're cute.
I just like the body style of the Legend car.
The running board and.
Yeah, look. We've kind of gotten away from
the look.
The look. Yeah. My car is a prime example. It's a beautiful car, but
it is pretty.
It does not look like. What it's supposed to be.
Yeah, what's it supposed to be? Like, mine is supposed to be like a 1934 bread truck.
A Plymouth pickup.
You wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
Yeah, no. It looks like a shiny piece of art.
Is it in the rule book, or is it just kind of an unspoken rule that it's supposed to look like?
No, it's in the rules. We're supposed to mirror what we're supposed to be doing.
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, there's no advantage, is there?
Well, there is aerodynamics involved. If you don't think that there's not, that there's a reason why they're putting the bread trucks out there. They're getting a little more space there.
Yep.
Remember the Allisons?
Yeah. Yeah. The legacy cars?
The legacy cars.
Yeah.
I totally do. I had a chance to drive. Well, you probably know Stu Peace.
Uh huh. Yep.
So I had a chance to drive out at Cone Speedway with one.
Right. That's when what's his name was doing them? Gary.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I tell you what, man, it was when you got in that car, it's like you were in a baby NASCAR.
Yeah.
No.
Well, now they have the baby Grands back east that they run that are similar, but they're not running. The ones that you're talking about had the Mazda motors in them.
Yeah, the B2000.
The rotary motor. In
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the other ones are running motorcycle engines.
Yeah, and then what about the Bandoleros?
You know what?
They never took off out here.
Well, they're big all over the back east.
I know.
And it actually, I think they do pretty good up north and in Vegas. They have
but
a
for
pretty
some reason.
But, yeah, they just didn't. We've got too many motorsports here. I mean, we got so many different types of motorsports, and that's part of the thing. And the dwarfs aren't really, in our little section, aren't as big as in some of the other clubs.
Right,
I
mean, right.
They're running 25, 30 cars. Mm-hmm. And, we're doing good. We're building back up.
We're
getting
recovering.
Guys coming back in, yeah.
Thank you, Switzerland.
Yeah.
He's like the Switzerland of the dwarf cars.
he gets a lot.
You know, in most divisions, there's a little drama. And we kind of went through that a couple of years
ago. Is there drama?
He's kind of Switzerland.
I call it out.
He's an unspoken, I think, representative.
I'm 100% supportive of whatever I'm into. I mean, whether it be financially or whatever it might be, I'm willing to step up and do what it takes to make it.
And you
were
really smart to get a chassis that was not a DNR or a B&B.
Was that intentional?
Oh, you didn't get a B&B?
He actually just sold the double diamond.
I had the B&B, and that was for my son. He just wasn't really into it. He wants to, but he's got some other issues. So instead of having the car sit, I sold it to somebody that I thought would be able to
do better
and also bring another car into the vision.
Right.
So, and that's what we need. We need the cars into the
vision. You hit it right on the head.
Yep.
You know, you hit it right on the head. And that's why I try to get them to come to KUSI as much as possible. And by the way, I have you down for a date next month on KUSI. Do you know why?
Well, I sent somebody to talk to you. We'll do this off air.
This has been there. No, this has been there for like a month.
We'll talk off air.
Oh.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Yeah.
I think we can.
So what are your plans during the off season? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's still races
Harvest Hustle at Cocopah, I just heard.
Yep, Cocopah.
Not Canyon.
Nope, Cocopah's doing it. That's a fun track. That's a blast in the dwarf car. There's the races, you know, a lot of the Arizona clubs run race during the winter.
Right. So you're going to keep racing.
So you're going to go traveling a little.
Yeah, I'm going to do the asphalt race over at...
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Havasu 99 does a series. They do two races a year over there.
What are you racing?
The dwarf.
Rear end's not going to snap or anything?
It'll haul the mail.
Yeah, you just got to change tires.
Yeah, that's it. And in fact, they're actually going to a American Slick, I think.
Oh, well, on asphalt, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm open to anything. If I'm not fishing or hunting.
All you need to worry about is not the diff itself. It's the gear ratio.
Right. Yeah, and you're rolling you're not sliding the corners. No. And you can. Right. Some guys are doing that, but they're tearing the tire up.
That's when you screw up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, some of the guys are still trying to drive them like a dwarf
around
the dirt.
What tire pressure do you run on asphalt? You don't have to be specific, but just...
No, you're running lower pressures because you're gonna build some heat in those tires.
And those tires will grow.
Yeah, so you're running lower tire pressures.
What changes do you do? Yeah, what other changes?
You know what? You might want to change the spring around a little bit because you're entering the corner a little bit different than you would be on the dirt. Even shocks, you know, you might move right to left.
It's not too hard on your motor.
No, it's no different than running a fast track on the,
And you just might need to go out and practice a little bit.
Right.
Cause it's going to be totally different than dirt.
Yeah. The whole thing is your entry. If you get the entry right and you can roll that corner good coming off,
man, you'll come out like a rocket.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it comes down to. It's just all about there more than dirt. You're hitting points every lap. You want to be consistent on asphalt, whereas on dirt
you don't have to,
or you're looking around.
Well, you can try, and the dirt's like, sorry, you're not going to hold you.
But
this
you're looking
time.
Around too, though, for traction.
Yeah, see, dirt. Yeah, exactly. You're searching for that line, and it line that you did that lap may not be there the next lap.
I'm all too well versed in that.
But with asphalt,
that makes
once
sense.
You find it. You stick with
it. Yeah, I bet.
You hit your marks.
Yeah.
Well, then it's trouble when the guy right in front of you has those same exact marks.
Yeah,
well, that happens.
But a little less
speed,
yeah, for sure.
That's where you set him up for the corner. You set him up either going in or going off. Yeah. Just depends on where you have your best entry. At
and you just
exit.
Pull up your big boy pants and you go either low or high.
Yeah,
Maybe not high so much. Maybe low is better. But then,
although Rick Corelli proved that wrong in Cajon that one time in that V6, he went out and waxed everybody on the outside.
Yeah,
in that car on that.
Well,
Southwest
look at Ed Hale.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah,
that I've never seen anybody. And I used to help Tom McGrath announce.
Uh-huh.
So I used to love to sit up there. I have never seen anybody that drove the line that Ed Hale drove.
Right. No, he
was successful.
Yeah, successful. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Others might have driven it. They just weren't successful.
Yeah. Right. Well, all right, folks. We're going to have to hit the dusty trail. Don't go anywhere. Gun Owners Radio. Right around the corner. Brittany, thank you very much.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Well, give him an hour. Oh. Right here on FM 96 AM 1170.
The Answer.